You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5 to 11. I read, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. If a bird's nest chance be before thee in the way in any tree or on the ground, whether they be young ones or eggs, and the dam sitting upon the young or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the dam with the young, but thou shalt in any wise let the dam go, and take the young to thee, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest prolong thy days. When thou buildest a house, when thou shalt make a battlement," he said, "then thou shalt make a battlement for thy roof, that thou bring not blood upon thy house, if any man fall from thence. Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with divers seed, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. Thou shalt not wear a garment of divers sorts, as of woolen and linen together." Brethren, it is important that we read this long. Otherwise, my focus really is on that verse 5. But if I had not read this long, the confusion we are trying to address would continue. Now, this are part of the law that came with the covenant, the old covenant. The old covenant has certain laws. One of it is the one we have in this verse 5, which people have used to say that, oh, a woman must not wear trouser. First, I want to say that we are not under this law anymore. Those of us who are in Christ Jesus have fulfilled the law, because Christ is the fulfillment of the law. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, but let's even understand when this law was operational, what does it mean? And then do you also see that there are other laws? For example, he says that you cannot wear, in that verse 11, you cannot wear a garment of diverse sort, as of woolen and linen. That means you can't wear a cloth that has silk, that has cotton, that have wool, you know, all kinds of mixture of material and texture. But do we do that today? No, we are not under that law. That law has spiritual meaning that goes beyond what you see on the surface. But let's now look at that verse 5, where I want us to even have our focus. I read other ones to see that there are many laws. So if you want to keep one of those laws in this Deuteronomy 22, then you must keep all the laws. But let's even understand the law. What does it mean? Look at what it says. "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment." Now, I want you to ask yourself, as at the time this law was written, how do people dress? This is how to read the Bible. This is how to understand the mind of God. And look, please pay attention to the language. He said, "that which pertaineth unto a man, or a woman's garment." Now, this is what it means. It means that if I have a t-shirt and my sister comes to visit me, she cannot wear my t-shirt. But now my sister can wear my t-shirt because we are not under this law. That is what he's saying. Now, what is a female garment? What is a male garment? Ask yourself, as at the time the law was written, how does men dress? Because we have evidence that David thought the garment of Saul, the skirt of Saul. So Saul was wearing skirt. Saul also thought the skirt of Samuel. Samuel was wearing skirt. Boaz was wearing skirt because Ruth covered herself with the skirt of Boaz. And there are so many examples. Of course, Jesus wore gown. Even in the book of Revelation, Jesus is still wearing a gown. It's not referring to all of these things. What we should put on today is what we find in Romans chapter 13, verse 14. It says, put on Christ. Christ is the appropriate dressing for us. It's not the style of clothing. It's not trouser. It's not in the Bible. If you are reading it, you are bringing a curse upon yourself because you are reading what is not in scripture into it. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.